previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. Manny is now sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the telephone. The number is always 800-313-9443. And I know we got a caller waiting on the line, but I want to hit this story before we get there. Breaking story coming out of Russia today. The head of European Union intelligence, Commodore Georgi Alifuzov, has dismissed accusations by the United States of America of Russian involvement in the unrest in the eastern Ukraine. He's saying there is no evidence that Russia has anything to do with the separatist movement in the eastern Ukraine. Of course, the U.S. is out there saying, oh, it's all a Russian plot. They're in there destabilizing the country, and that's our job to do. Because the U.S. is throwing a tantrum. They overthrew the elected government in Kiev. They installed a junta. And they just expected the people of Ukraine to just sort of blindly follow their new dictator like sheep. And it turned out the Ukrainian people aren't sheep. And so this is all falling apart on them right now. Apparently the junta in Kiev just sent another armored column into eastern Ukraine to get back the armored column that defected. And the U.S. can't admit that they basically screwed the pooch with this overthrow, this covert overthrow of the elected government in Kiev. So it's a Russian plot. It's a Chinese plot. It's Al-Qaeda. You know American politicians. Anything good happens, they take credit for, even if they had nothing to do with it. And everything bad that happens, it's somebody else's fault, or it's the will of the imaginary playmate up in the sky. We're going to take a phone call. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm not sure if we want to call it a junta or a puta. Anyway, I'm sorry, I just had to go there.
Momentary weakness here, you know.
Yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
Sometimes I just can't help myself. Hey, just real quick, I wanted to talk about terrorism, false flags, things like that. But real quick, first I want to throw out, we could have another possible land grab going on here, this one down in Texas. Folks, if you're interested in finding out what this one's about, go to YouTube and just in your search, look for Presenting Mr. Tommy Henderson, the Rancher. Very interesting.
Yeah, we've been talking about this one there, where the Bureau of Land Management, now the BLM 30 years ago took 140 of acres of his land without compensation. That's a Fifth Amendment violation. And they're trying to use that court decision as justification to grab another 90,000 acres. The government's attitude is, if we get away with an illegal action once, that makes it legal.
Yeah.
You know, and as a matter of fact, that's even in Sullivan versus United States, where you had Judge James C. Fox admit in the court record that the 16th Amendment, on which the personal income tax is based, failed ratification. Then he goes on to say, we've gotten away with it, so yeah, we treat it like it's the law.
Well, what
they all know it's a fraud. They all know it's a huge, gigantic fraud.
Well, what I like about this video is it actually explains how they did it. But anyway, on the topic of terrorism, false flag kind of deals, I wanted your input on something. Last night before I went to bed, I always like to go on the internet and try to read, three, four, half dozen news articles just to kind of pick up on anything I may have missed throughout the day. And I stumbled on this one article going on apparently yesterday, the one-year anniversary of the Boston bombing. And I kind of want your input on this. Apparently, they now have in custody one man they caught with a rice cooker in his backpack. And, of course, there's another backpack. They don't know who it belongs to, but they're investigating. And, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, just how stupid do they think we are?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the first thing I thought. This is all BS. This is nothing but playing on that, okay, remember last year, now we got, it's like,
yeah, they're wagging honestly, terrorism at us. They're wagging Al-Qaeda. They're desperate to find some way to get the American people, whipped up with a war fever to throw our money and our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. And, obviously, I know they're planning or considering a false flag. And the only thing that's going to deter them from actually carrying it out is if so many Americans are openly talking about expecting the government to do a false flag, and we can create that climate of doubt where they're not convinced the official story is going to get any traction, they might call it off. But these people are pretty desperate. And desperate people take desperate chances. And I'll tell you one more thing. If they do a new false flag, it's going to be a lot more spectacular than jets crashing into a skyscraper. Been there, done that, it's kind of passé.
Yeah.
And, and I agree with those people who say that Malaysian flight 370, that 777, may be involved with it. And this is why CNN is just still trying to make headline news out of absolutely nothing.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they got this plane stashed somewhere, and they're just looking for the opportunity. But on this Boston thing,
yes.
I kind of have to wonder, do they honestly think, and I would love to hear from somebody out there in Boston, do you believe that these people think that you folks there in Boston are so ignorant and stupid that you're going to just believe somebody is dumb enough to do something like this?
Well, I was born in Boston.
I grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts till I was 14.
I got a lot of family back there, and no, they're not buying it either. They're not buying it. Okay?
Until I was 14 and we moved to Georgia, and I'm here to tell you, the folks I grew up with, they ain't that dumb. Might have been a bunch of pot-smoking hippies, but we ain't dumb.
No, they... All righty. Well, absolutely right. They're trying to recycle past terror. They're trying to sell the idea to the American people. There are terrorists out there. We have SPLC down there screaming about the lone wolf terrorist because of that Kansas Jewish Center shooting. And yet we know the perpetrator of that was an undercover FBI informant. So, yeah, they're trying to fan up terrorism and Al-Qaeda. And that means they're laying the PR groundwork for a new false flag attack. Could happen on the 19th, Patriots Day, this Saturday. Okay?
Episcopalian zero. Okay, how's that working out? Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here, and we got to get to a bunch of stories here before the end of the show. Now, getting back to the economy. Remember when they did the haircut in Cyprus, or the scalping, or the castration, depending upon your point of view, and they said one time only, had to be done, was an emergency, had to keep the bank solvent, and it's a one-time only. You'll never see it again. Well, apparently the European Union yesterday approved bail-ins across the entire European Union. If you have a savings account in Europe over 100,000 euros, you will be hit when they activate the bail-in. Personally, I would say if you have more than 100,000 euros in any European bank, take it out right now, because they won't announce it ahead of time. That's what happened in Cyprus. They just locked all the deposits, locked all the ATMs, said we're doing a bail-in. Boom, the money was gone. The biggest bank robber in Cyprus is the bank. And they've already got the mechanism for bail-ins up in Canada's economy. Now it's all over Europe. It will be here. Because when you live under a fascist economic dictatorship, the model is the wealthy are allowed to get wealthier, and all the losses from all the business activity gets dumped on the people. That's what a bail-in is. It is a pure expression of fascist economic theory. Now, interesting little article over at Lear Capital. They're talking about how physical gold is moving from the West to the East because China's buying gold like crazy. The Far East, the Middle East, Russia, they are buying and stockpiling physical gold. And over here in the West, investors are being encouraged to buy these paper gold contracts, ETFs, futures contracts, and, of course, the dollar itself. But rest assured, when this U.S. Ponzi scheme collapses, the corporate media will say, it was all an evil Chinese plot. This means war. Go in and conquer all the gold again here. When we come back, has the COMEX already defaulted? Maybe. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about physical gold. And by the way, a reminder, this coming Saturday's episode of America's Book of Secrets is about the gold conspiracy. And I don't know how much of what I did will be on it. I was on last Saturday's episode for a grand total of 20 seconds. But they did find a lot of the information I provided about the gold conspiracy useful, and we'll see how kind the editors were to me. But they are talking about the gold conspiracy. We know there's a major problem with gold in the Western banks, because nations that deposited their gold bullion at the New York Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, Bank of France, they can't get it back. So there's this interesting article over at ETF Daily News, and it's headlined, Phantom Gold Inventories, Has the COMEX Already Defaulted? And basically what they talk about is when you're dealing with physical silver and gold, and you go into a gold dealer like the Republic Trading Group, plug, 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 and you buy an ounce of gold and you take it with you, at the Republic Trading Group, on their inventory, it goes down by the coin that you just bought or the bar that you just bought, which makes perfect sense. But apparently, the numbers coming out of some of these paper gold companies show exactly the reverse, that when you buy a paper contract for gold, they will list on their inventory an increase. In other words, they're playing with the paper gold contracts, the same game the banks do with the cash they loan you. When you take out a loan, they just create the money out of thin air and type it into your account and then charge you interest on it. And it looks like these paper gold traders are playing exactly the same game in order to make it look like there is adequate gold to cover the contracts, and it may not be there. There was already one scandal involving silver a few years ago where it was just abundantly clear that there wasn't enough silver to cover all those contracts. What they're doing is they're playing the reserve game. They're keeping enough physical gold on hand for a reasonable number of people to come in and demand the satisfaction of the contracts. But they don't have enough to cover it all. And we're already seeing a situation both in the United States and Europe where people who are in possession of these futures contracts, and the contracts come due, they're being offered the cash equivalent plus a major premium to settle for ink and paper instead of the physical gold they contracted for, to try and keep the scandal under control. But gold investors are getting very, very nervous about the paper, because some estimates of the leveraging of paper gold versus physical are as high as 100 to 1. And then when we get word that countries like Germany can't get their bullion on deposit back from the New York Federal Reserve, gold investors are waking up and realizing that there's something funny going on, and the physical gold doesn't seem to be there, even with all the gold that was grabbed from Gaddafi to back up the gold dinar, all the gold that was reportedly taken out of Ukraine and sent to New York. Wasn't enough to cover the shortfall. And the more the Far East and the Middle East and Russia are buying gold, the more you buy physical gold, the less there is out there for these bankers to grab to make good on all these contracts. There's got to be a crash at some point. And it will be spectacular. And somewhere between now and then, I guarantee this federal government is going to do a gold confiscation from the private citizen like Roosevelt did back in 1933. And they're going to try and get the guns first, so that you can't say no when they come in and say, you've got to give us your gold coins and your gold bars and your silver coins and your silver bar. We've got to give them to the banks because those bankers, they really need it. We must protect the banks no matter how much suffering it brings to the people, which tells you all you need to know about federal government policy toward the banks and toward the people here. A lot of people looking at Obamacare are all of a sudden realizing what an absolute raw deal it was. It drove premiums and deductibles right through the roof. There are 20 new or higher taxes in Obamacare, which, contrary to Obama's promise that they were only going to hit the ultra rich, are apparently targeting the middle class. Somebody's making a huge amount of money off of this deal, and it's not you, the American people, and your quality of care has gone down. We're all remembering that lie. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Lies, 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 lies. But the Supreme Court may come out and say that lies by politicians are protected free speech and you can't say anything about it, even if you know they're lying. That's how absurd we are in this country right now. Now, according to William Binney, the NSA has now infected over 50,000 computers with malware. And we can presume that the commercial antivirus companies aren't going to find it, that they've been compromised. It's been confirmed, then denied, then confirmed, then denied, then confirmed, then denied, that the NSA backdoors absolutely everything, which makes us wide open and vulnerable to cyber criminals, many of whom could quite possibly be NSA employees, who spend their 8 hours a day looking at online porn and playing World of Warcraft, and they go home at night, log into their computer, and start ripping off Americans through all these back doors. Now, more information is coming out about the Heartbleed bug and just how incredibly powerful it was at revealing secret data, encryption keys, things like that. And apparently the NSA has known about this bug and used it for at least the last 2 years. Again, leaving ordinary Americans wide open to cybercrime. The NSA is using your tax dollars to make you more insecure to the computer criminals who are out there. Does that sound like a government that's working in the public interest? I don't think so. I do not think so at all. Now, there was a very interesting article over at Wake Up Americans Spree called Something Very Strange Going On. And they were responding to this sudden flood of pro-war, Arab-bashing, Russia-bashing, China-bashing videos pouring onto YouTube. And the author of this article went in and discovered that all of these videos, 600 to 700 videos in a single day, are coming from single accounts, meaning whoever has this account has multiple machines to upload multiple videos in order to attain it. They're flooding it. And virtually it looks like the U.S. government is engaging in a program of jamming by trying to pour all these videos on there. Now, this is another failed program, and I'll tell you why. Just because something's on YouTube doesn't mean people look at it. And I'm sure they're probably going to try and gin the number of views numbers somehow so it goes up at the top of the search list. I don't know about you. I never go into YouTube and look at the top 10 most viewed videos because usually it's about kittens or semi-naked ladies. Remember, the federal government loves to play dirty because it gives them an advantage over honest people. Now, apparently, more witnesses are coming forward regarding the CIA's secret torture center over on Diego Garcia. Latest embarrassment, as that Senate report has come out, saying that, yeah, the U.S. government uses torture. They just like to torture people, watch them jump, hear them scream. They make videos, take the videos home, and whack off to it. And all they're getting are confessions. They're not getting useful, actionable intelligence. Every historian looking at the use of torture has said the same thing. All torture gets you is a confession that you can point to justify your agenda. They confess to being a witch. They confess to being a heretic. They confess to blowing up the Hindenburg and nailing Jesus to the cross. That's what this is really all about. And it is the darkest stain on the American government in our history that it has resorted to the use of torture to wrest confessions from innocent people. Remember, during the Second Iraq War, the U.S. government tortured innocent Iraqis to death, supposedly to find Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, which it turned out never, ever existed. For you Kafka fans, we'll be back after this station break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's an interesting development regarding Sandy Hook Elementary School. This is an article out of Veterans Today. I saw it a couple of other places. And it has to do with a website called the Internet Wayback Machine. This is a continuation of a project to snapshot prominent websites, important websites, at intervals through time in order to maintain a historical record of what their websites are doing. For a while, they were keeping snapshots of what really happened. Unfortunately, it got to be too big, and they basically cut it off. But that's okay, because I keep backups around here as well. But it was very interesting, because apparently, looking at the Internet Wayback Machine for the computers at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and in particular their website, traffic to and from the website stopped abruptly in 2008 and didn't restart until 2012, raising the possibility that Sandy Hook Elementary School wasn't an operating school, which further reinforces the theory that this whole Sandy Hook shooting was just a complex government false flag to try and grab the guns. Now, schools are sometimes shuttered. If the population declines in the neighborhood or funding is cut, schools will be shut. There's an elementary school near where I live. Now, it's back to operating as a school today, and it was a school before, but there were a few years where it was simply shut down to save money, and we were renting it as a location for the TV series Lost. And so now we're looking about, you know, what was there really something going on at Sandy Hook? Now, there's no confirmation of this, but again, looking at the Internet Wayback Machine, that's a confirmed. Traffic to and from that school's website simply shut down at 2008 and didn't restart until just before the Sandy Hook shooting. Remember that sheriff who was out there saying, you know, you shouldn't listen to any alternative theories about what's going on. Just take our word for it. I'm sorry. I'm not taking the word of anybody in any level of government in the United States of America. All righty. Let's take a real quick phone call. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Listen, Michael, this business about the playmate in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael, you only have it half right. He's our mate in the sky, not our.
No, playmate. He's our imaginary playmate in the sky is the expression that I use. You know, and every culture in history has had their variation on the theme. The Romans had five imaginary playmates and a bunch of little playmates, and the Greeks had that as well, and the Hindu have huge amounts. They had four imaginary playmates in the sky here in Hawaii.
Yeah, but we don't conceive of him as a playmate. We conceive of him as our mate. He's our bridegroom. Like in Massachusetts, same-sex marriage is legal in Massachusetts. So see, even though I'm a man, I can be married to the Lord Jesus. He's the bridegroom.
I thought he was already married to all those nuns. You know, that would make him a bigamist if he married you as well. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on this discussion, so we're going to let you go because I have some news in the real world that we need to get onto. And by the way, you know, if you have a problem with homosexual marriage, then don't marry a homosexual and the problem is solved. All of this angst is coming from people who think they have a divine right to go out and tell everybody else how to live. And from that comes inquisitions, crusades, and wars. Live and let live really is the path to peace. Now, over in France, remember that story about the French study of GMO and glyphosate that kept the rats alive for their entire life cycle rather than cutting off the test at 30 days as Monsanto had done, and discovered that after 30 days is when all these major medical problems linked to glyphosate and the GM corn began to surface. And it was a very carefully done study. It's now been replicated in other parts of the world, and the French government officially rejected the report. They couldn't refute it. They couldn't find fault with it. They simply said, I don't see it, I don't hear it, and you can't make me nya-nya-nya-nya-nya because Monsanto was writing me huge campaign checks for my next election. Well, surprise, 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 France's lower house of parliament just passed a law prohibiting genetically modified corn from being grown in France, citing environmental concerns. And the law can be applied to any genetically modified corn that is adopted at the European Union level. In other words, we don't care if the EU politician sold out to Monsanto. We don't want it here. So apparently a lot of people actually did read that report, and they're very, very concerned about that. Again, scientists looking at glyphosate and GM corn continue to find major problems with it. There was a report that came out yesterday saying that chronically ill people, people who always seem to be getting sick, have high levels of this glyphosate in their body. Now, the Vermont Senate just overwhelmingly voted for GMO labeling in their state, one of the harshest, strongest laws so far. Now, we know Monsanto is trying to do an end run and get a federal law making it illegal for states to demand GMO labeling. And if you look at how hard Monsanto is fighting on this, you know, they know there's a problem with GMO. Because if they actually thought GMO was good, they'd put it on the label themselves. You know, new Wizzies contains more GMO than any other product on the market. Go to your supermarket now and look for that. They know there's a problem. We're having countries like China. U.S. corn exports to China have plunged 85% because the U.S. keeps sending corn to China that they assure them is non-GMO, and the Chinese test it, and they find GMO, and they say, to heck with that, they're going to go to Brazil now. GMO is an absolute disaster. It is a technology, one of the most dangerous technologies humans have ever played with. We're tinkering with the code of life itself. And it was deployed and marketed with reckless disregard for possible consequences. And a lot of people are very, very worried about it. I'm still concerned about that epicyte gene. For those of you who don't remember, the U.S. Department of Agriculture funded research to develop corn that, when eaten, sterilizes the humans eating it. And it was test grown in open fields in Southern California. And if those genetically modified pollens broke into the wild, which we know is a real possibility from other GM accidents that have been happening all over the country, and all the world's corn eventually picks up that gene, you're looking at an extinction-level event. Just a complete reckless disregard. All they're thinking about is the end of their term in elected office or the next stockholder's report. And beyond that, hey, it's not my problem. You know that Monsanto does not serve GMO food in their own company cafeterias, right? It's okay for you to buy and eat, but oh, we don't want that here. Now, up in North Dakota, they've hit a small problem with their fracking. And by the way, comments were being made about all these hundreds of low-level and medium-sized earthquakes that have hit Idaho since last month. Now, Idaho is not known as an earthquake zone, but it is known for a rapidly growing fracking industry. Now, up in North Dakota, they're dealing with fracking there. They've hit a major stumbling block. Apparently, there's radioactive fracking waste. Apparently, somebody took some of these filters that are used to screen out radioactive material and didn't dispose of them properly, just dumped them in an abandoned garage. They're not being responsible with this stuff. They're just out there to make money, and they know the government's going to do absolutely nothing about it here. Over in France, very alarming. An inventory check at Paris Pasteur Institute reveals that 2,300 tubes containing the SARS virus have simply disappeared. Now, the Pasteur Institute is saying, well, they were just virus fragments. They're not live, real viruses, so there isn't a problem. Well, if they're that useless, why would anybody take them? And do we really expect any government agency, institution of any government, to tell us the truth? 2,300 vials of the SARS virus have gone walkabout. I mean, that's, I think it lost one or two. Yeah. 2,300? 2,300 vials of the SARS virus. Oh, it's Al-Qaeda carrying out biological warfare with SARS. That's probably the next headline here. All righty. Apparently, Flight 370 is finally dying down as the sub searches for the plane. Chinese relatives fume. Now, remember, over the last weekend, there was a confirmation. The co-pilot of that plane briefly connected to a cell tower over Penang, proving the plane was heading west, not south. They're looking in the wrong place. They're probably chasing beak whales with their acoustic devices. We'll be right back with the last segment of our show today.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, yesterday, as we reported, the government of Guinea was saying that the number of new Ebola infections and the number of Ebola deaths was slowing down, indicating that they are close to containment of this most recent outbreak. Well, maybe... maybe not. And we're looking at this article that's actually in Haaretz saying that they really cannot make that statement because all it takes is one person getting out of the containment area on a train or an airplane. Now, they're saying this particular version of Ebola is very hard to catch unless you are making physical contact with the infectious person or contact with secretions that contain the virus, such as using the bathroom fixtures in an aircraft or train lavatory. So they're hemming and hawing about the degree under which they have this thing under control. And remember, we reported earlier in the week, the Department of Defense has provided Ebola testing kits to the National Guard in all 50 states. I guess it's sort of a compensation for all the Apache helicopters they just took back here. Now, apparently, this is being reported over in NewsForge.com, GlaxoSmithKline was caught bribing doctors to boost sales. This is a whistleblower who came forward and was featured on the BBC's Panorama program, saying that this pharmaceutical company was offering inducements to the doctors to write prescriptions for their product, which is nothing new. We have known this is going on for quite some time. It's illegal to offer a cash bribe, but we know the pharmaceutical companies are very generous with gifts, free trips to trade shows in places like Las Vegas, all kinds of little office supplies, folders, really nice gifts and presents. It's sort of kind of a nudge-nudge, wink-wink form of bribing the doctors. In some cases, it's actually out there overt. The Gardasil, the human papillomavirus vaccine, is a $300 shot. And the hospitals and medical industry outlets who administer those shots get to keep half that money. So it's all driven by cash. Now then, let's finish up the show talking about global warming, because the carbon Nazis are already out there screaming that carbon is a threat, so forth and so on. There's an article over in the AtlanticCities.com about why it's a big deal that half of the Great Lakes are still covered in ice. It's impeding traffic. It's a hazard. And this is April, the middle of April, just past the middle of April here. And the Great Lakes have now obliterated all existing records for mid-April ice. This is the most ice they've had in April since they were keeping records. Maybe the most ice they've had since the end of the last ice age, or at least the little ice age. The April 12th Antarctic sea ice area is the highest on record. And as a matter of fact, the ice caps have not shrunk since Al Gore won his Nobel Prize, which discredits not only Al Gore, but the Nobel Prize itself. Pellston, Michigan broke the low temperature record by 16 degrees. And there's a very interesting article over at patriotpost.us, forecast no end in sight to AGW excuses. And basically it's an overview of all the nonsensical stuff we're hearing from the carbon Nazis, who are trying to maintain their hoax to sell their carbon credits and their carbon taxes and their whole political global environmental authority agenda, even though Mother Earth and nature have absolutely gone the opposite way from what we were being told 10 years ago. Remember March 20th, 2000? It was in the headlines in the British media, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Wrong, 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 wrong. Now, over at the United Nations, they're coming out there saying, we've reached the breaking point. The problem can only be solved by sucking carbon dioxide out of the air, says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They're trying to sell the idea of spending vast amounts of money to make these air machines to suck the CO2 out of the air. Really? That's what greenhouses do. That's what plants do. Have you ever heard of photosynthesis? Now, back when Al Gore was pushing this whole carbon trading scheme that he cooked up with Enron's Ken Lay, one of Al Gore's own assistants did a calculation and showed that a 15% increase in decorative plants in homes and cities would absorb all the excess CO2 and solve the problem. And you wouldn't need carbon credits and carbon taxes and carbon trading exchanges. And, of course, for that bit of impertinence, he was fired immediately. It's not about science. It's not about the environment. It's not about doing what's right for Mother Earth. It is another money junkie, money-making scam to cheat you out of your money and your obedience. The people of the United States of America and the people of the world, it is time to wake up and realize that everything you're getting from the government and the corporate media is a fiction. You are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And there is no law. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to believe a word this government says. In fact, if you look carefully at the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, the implicit message is you should never trust the government. Not ever. The burden of proof should be on them all the time. The founding fathers understood that no matter how perfect a system they set up, the money junkies would immediately try and pervert it to their own purposes. And they did. That's what Alexander Hamilton was trying to do. Trying to get the U.S. back into the private central banking model was one of the issues over which he wound up in that duel with Aaron Burr. And then the money junkies succeeded in getting the first bank of the United States of America. The Congress shut that down. The money junkies started the War of 1812. Then the money junkies got the second bank of the United States of America. That was shut down by Andrew Jackson, who was immediately had an attempt on his life. The assassin said, with Jackson dead, money would be more plentiful. Go and read All Wars Are Bankers' Wars if you have not done so. If you have done so, copy that URL and post it everywhere. According to Google, this thing is already viral all over the planet. Everybody needs to understand that link between the private bankers and the wars, coup d'etats, assassinations, what happened in Iraq, what happened in Afghanistan, what they're trying to do in Iran, what they're trying to do in Syria, what they're doing in Ukraine. All of it goes back to keeping those private central bankers happy, to keep that private central banking enslavement system intact, to try and impose it on the entire world. The New World Order is a global fascist dictatorship with a global reserve banking system that issues all of the world's currency as a loan at interest to permanently enslave all of mankind in debt slavery. It is not a legitimate form of governance. It's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works as long as you allow yourself to be brainwashed into believing that's the way the world is supposed to be. And we know from the founding of the United States of America, no, that's not the way the world is supposed to be. There are better ways to run a nation's economy for the benefit of the people. You start with that model of the public currency as a public utility. And you don't let the private bankers hijack it and steal it and turn it into a private for-profit mandatory credit operation where you have no choice but to always be paying interest to that private central bank. When that cash is sitting in your pocket, when it's coming to you in your paycheck, when you take it and spend it at the store, all during that time, it's accruing interest to that private central bank. We're coming up on another huge budget debate in Congress. They're talking about raising the debt ceiling, and that's not the question. The real question is, why does the U.S. government go on borrowing instantly created out of thin air money from a privately owned central bank at interest when the Constitution authorizes the U.S. government to issue a debt-free currency? That's the question every single American needs to be asking right now. And you won't get an answer from the government because they're part of the scam, and you won't get an answer from Wall Street or the corporate media, but you need to ask that question and you will figure out for yourself why things are the way they are, and it's all about greed and the money junkies wanting all of the world's wealth for themselves and for you to bear all the costs. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get out here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay angry. It's a survival mechanism. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.